This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush and the leaders of other industrial nations will be discussing world poverty and global warming at this week's G8 meeting in Scotland. Washington's attention, however, is focused here at home. Friday's announcement that Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will retire once her successor is confirmed has both political parties preparing for a battle. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
President Bush says he will not reveal his choice for Supreme Court nominee until he returns from Europe. He seems to have launched one of the greatest guessing games for Washington watchers we've seen in a long time.
It's true. And people are not just guessing about names. And suddenly all of these no-name judges whose names are becoming familiar. But they're also debating how this should all be held, how the hearing should be held. Yesterday on the television talk shows, you had senators from both parties out saying, Democrats saying, we have to ask about what these judges are going to do once they're on the bench. Republicans saying that has not been the practice in the last several decades, and we're not going to start it now. And, of course, you also have, as we've reported over the last few days, groups gearing up on both sides for and against nominees. The one name that you really see people gearing up against is that of the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. The conservatives think that his views, particularly on the subject of abortion, are probably too liberal for their taste. And he's getting shots from Democrats as well, who disapprove of the memos that he wrote as White House counsel on the questions of the Geneva Convention and torture. So his is the one name where you're seeing a battle already being drawn.
And does that mean his potential nomination is dead?
I don't think so. You know, President Bush has made it very clear that he wants to name an Hispanic to the Supreme Court. And Alberto Gonzalez is the president's friend. And everybody yesterday was agreeing that the one thing that you could count on is that the president is going to make this decision himself, regardless of the what other people say to him. I don't think it's a particular accident that all of a sudden Attorney General Gonzalez showed up in Iraq yesterday in a surprise visit to the troops. Now, he probably couldn't have planned that trip since Justice O'Connor announced her decision to retire, but everyone was expecting a retirement on the Supreme Court, expecting, of course, Chief Justice Rehnquist to retire. And there's an interesting question now of whether the president makes a different choice now that it's O'Connor going, not Rehnquist. It's different to replace a white conservative male with a white conservative male versus replacing one of the most independent-minded first female cowgirl ranch hand woman on the court with a less than exciting white male. So I think that that does shake up the calculation of who the president picks.
And Koki, are the Democrats worried about waging all-out war, if it comes to that, against a Supreme Court nominee?
Yes, basically. But of course, it depends on who the president names. The Democrats are calling for consultation. Senator Kennedy has an op-ed in the Washington Post today saying the Senate must use its power to advise as well as consent. The president has called in some Democratic leaders on the Judiciary Committee and of the Senate to the White House next week. But I think it's not terribly likely that you're going to see a lot of consultation here. Senator Leahy, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, along with Republicans, yesterday were calling on lobbying groups on both sides of the aisle to cool it, to not be so hot. But again, that's not very likely. They've got millions at the ready for a full-scale political campaign. And there are a lot of members of the Senate who will be right there with them. I think others might find the ferocity overwhelming. More than half have come since the last big Supreme Court battles, and it's only gotten a lot worse. But there are Democrats worried about filibustering a Supreme Court nominee, and they don't know what that deal on the nuclear option is going to mean.
Koki, thanks very much, and happy 4th of July.
Same to you, Renee.
NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.